Good morning. Do you have a favorite snack? I'm sure you guys have healthy snacks, like protein bars and nutrition bars or something organic that is healthy and everything. My favorite snack happens to be pretzels, good pretzels. And in the world of pretzels, there's different pretzels. And there's some that I like and some I don't care for, so very specific. I've noticed in certain parts of the country, certain pretzels are more available. My favorite pretzels happen to be more available in New England than they are here in North Carolina, but I get by. I get by on my pretzels. In our household, pretzels are really like a thing. We always have to have them in the house. You know, it's like you ever open the refrigerator and you say, oh, there's no milk left. You know, I got to get milk today. You know, I need milk for coffee, and so I need to do it today. Well, if I open up our pantry, there's no bag of pretzels. I'm like, okay, I'm off to the supermarket. I gotta get the pretzels. Not that I'm going to eat them that day, but it seems like having them there is significant. Like the taste of pretzels, I know it's the salt in the pretzels, and I know you have to be careful, you know, in moderation. You got to watch blood pressure and heart disease, and you know, sodium can really affect you. So I mean, within moderation. One time I experimented. I bought the pretzels with no salt, and just ugh. Why bother? I also like salt in when I cook. I like to cook. Probably my favorite foods happen to be Italian foods, so pasta is involved in that. I have this great fettuccine dish that I like to cook, and you fry carrots and onions, and then you put in some asparagus tips and broccoli. You add what else is in there? This is butter. All these great things. Whole milk, like cream, you know, and you throw in basil, and of course the key thing is the fettuccine, and it all blends together, all of this together. But the secret to cooking pasta, I learned this years ago from a friend of mine. At least it's a secret. Not it's a secret, but it's something I do. Is before you boil the water, as you're boiling the water, you always put salt in. Salt tends to keep the pasta from sticking together, whether it's a fettuccine dish or whether I'm just cooking pasta of any kind. The salt, you know, you rarely taste it. It's not, you can't taste it so much, but it's important there. And, you know, if the fettuccine doesn't come out well, the whole dish is a disaster. You know, so that fettuccine with the salt is important. Salt is an interesting thing. For most of us, it's a seasoning. We use it for things, use it for cooking. Interesting, in the time of Jesus, salt was a significant commodity, and it had great value to it. What's interesting is the word salt comes from the Latin word sal, S-A-L. And sal were little bags of salt that Roman soldiers would be paid with. A Roman soldier was paid with salt because it was valuable. And that word sal has come, we still use it today, in the word salary. We earn our salary. Soldiers are given their salary with sal, with salt. It's a word that has meaning to it. Also, I've heard that the actual word for soldier comes from the Latin word soldare, to give salt to. So the soldier was the one to whom salt was given from the Latin word for salt. Interesting. Go Google that. So it was really significant, you know. And so Jesus, in this gospel reading today, uses that phrase, you know, you are the salt of the earth. Salt had great meaning. You know, even the phrase we use today, boy, he or she is worth all their salt. You hear that phrase? All their salt. You know, it's just part of our language. So Jesus says to his followers, you are the salt of the earth. And he's saying this phrase just after the Beatitudes, the teachings of Jesus, the Beatitudes of Jesus that have been taught to his followers. This is what it means to be a follower. And it's, in a sense, living those Beatitudes is salt to the earth, salt to society, salt to the culture. Saying, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt goes flat, it's just something's missing. Something's missing. So we are the salt of the earth. Are we salty enough? Are we living those teachings, those Beatitudes? Is the salt missing from the church? Do people look at the church and just say, any different than anything else? If the salt's not in that fettuccine dish, it doesn't taste the same. You know, eating those pretzels without the salt, ugh. This is a very challenging verse, I think, in the Gospels, and we can sometimes miss it. You are the salt of the earth. And I think that's a challenge to us, to be that salt, to be followers of the teachings of Jesus, to live those Beatitudes in our lives, in our world today. Salt was used in the time of Jesus for very significant purposes. It was used to preserve food. This was before the days of refrigeration as we know it. It was used to preserve food, to keep things vital and healthy, to protect things from corruption, from decaying and just being wasted. It was a significant thing. And Jesus is inviting us to be that in our world, to preserve, to protect, to be this presence in the world that doesn't allow the corruption or the divisiveness of the world to overtake us or this world. But we're called to be present in that. As we stand here today, we live in such a divisive time. No matter where you are on the political spectrum, there is divisiveness. We can't talk to each other. We can't hear each other. We can't be with each other. It's just unbelievable, the world we're living in. And where are we in that? How can the church be present to that? How can the church be the salt of the earth? By living into the depths of what Jesus is truly calling us to. We see even Christians who, in my opinion, just lost their salt and is living into the world around us, accepting it for what it is, living into it and benefiting from it, but not living those Beatitudes, not living as Christ is calling us to live. And I think that's the great call we have, to be this salt, also in the gospel, to be this light in the world that we proclaim from the mountaintop to go forth. So I offer that thought with you today. Pretzels will take on a whole new meaning. Be the salt. Be the salt. Be the light. Live the teachings of Jesus in our world today. It is so needed. We can't let our salt go flat. We have a role to play. And sometimes it may not be as conspicuous, may not see it or taste it, but we need to weave ourselves into this world around us and be present. And sometimes we have to be very salty to really make a difference and to make a change. And I invite you today to be that, to be the light, to continue to be the salt that this earth so much needs and which Jesus calls us to be in our time and in our place.